Good morning. It's March 25th and this is your daily brief in Australia news. Here's everything you need to know. In a dramatic turn at the Australian Grand Prix on March 24th, year 2024, Carlos Sainz Jr. emerged victorious, halting Max Verstappen's winning streak in a race that saw both triumph and turmoil on the track. This victory not only spotlighted Sainz's resilience, but also reshaped the championship narrative, marking a pivotal moment in the season. Carlos Sainz Jr. seized the win after Max Verstappen's hopes went up in flames, literally with his car catching fire and forcing him out of the competition. Sainz's teammate, Charles Leclerc, clinched second place, making it a stellar day for Ferrari, while Lando Norris of McLaren rounded out the podium in third. The race's conclusion under a virtual safety car, triggered by George Russell's crash, added to the day's drama. Amid the high-speed action, Fernando Alonso faced penalties for unsafe driving, and Lewis Hamilton experienced an early retirement due to engine failure, a setback he described as the worst season start in his career. Mercedes team principal Toto Wolff echoed the sentiment, acknowledging the team's rough start to the season. Meanwhile, Sainz celebrated his remarkable comeback win following an emergency appendectomy, amidst swirling rumours about his future with Ferrari and potential moves to Mercedes or Red Bull. The Australian Grand Prix not only celebrated Sainz's victory, but also highlighted the competitive spirit of Ferrari, challenging Red Bull's dominance and setting an exciting tone for the rest of the season. With the next race set for April 7th in Japan, the Formula One world eagerly anticipates the next chapter in this thrilling championship saga. Communities south of Perth face a critical situation as a bushfire emergency warning blankets the region, putting lives and homes at risk. This unfolding crisis underscores the volatile nature of Australia's bushfire season, demanding immediate attention and action. The blaze, igniting in a state forest west of Nanga, now casts a shadow over Blythewood, Coolup, Meelon, Nanga Brook, Oakley, Teesdale and Waroona. Despite the efforts of around 200 firefighters, the fire continues its westward march, uncontrolled, leaving a trail of destruction and uncertainty. As the battle against the flames rages on, communities on the periphery are placed under watch and act alerts, a stark reminder of the fire's unpredictable nature. To aid those affected, the Murray Aquatic and Recreation Centre in Pinjarra has opened its doors as an evacuation centre. Compounding the crisis, arson investigators are delving into two suspicious fires in Perth's southeastern suburbs, including a dangerous bushfire in Bedfordale and several blazes in Maddington that posed a direct threat to homes. The incidents underscore the additional challenges firefighters face, with some requiring treatment for smoke inhalation. Authorities are urging residents to remain vigilant, emphasising the importance of staying informed through the DFES website for the latest emergency warnings and updates. This situation is a stark reminder of the ever-present danger of bushfires and the importance of community preparedness and support. In a significant turn of events, Australian security agencies have zeroed in on Zhao Fugang, spotlighting the intricate web of international relations and crime. This development underscores the growing concerns over the influence and activities of individuals linked with foreign governments and organised crime on Australian soil and beyond. Zhao Fugang, identified as a high-priority target, is under scrutiny for his suspected connections to the Chinese Communist Party and his involvement in organised crime, painting a complex picture of geopolitical and criminal entanglements. His activities, allegedly including advancing Chinese political interests in Fiji and managing illicit drug shipments to Australia, have put him at the centre of an international investigation. The accusations against Zhao span a range of serious crimes, from drug trafficking and money laundering to migration fraud and human trafficking, all of which have significant implications for Australia's security and social fabric. His close ties with former Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama have further raised alarms about China's growing influence in the South Pacific, a region of strategic interest for multiple global powers. The Australian Federal Police's intensified focus on JARS networks and their call for international cooperation reflect the urgency of addressing these concerns. This situation not only highlights the challenges of combating organised crime that crosses borders, but also questions the trustworthiness of China as a security and policing partner in the region. With the US Treasury Department considering imposing international financial sanctions on Zhao, the implications for China's influence and operations in the South Pacific are profound. This investigation into Zhao Fugang could mark a pivotal moment in the ongoing efforts to safeguard regional stability and integrity against the backdrop of complex international relations. In a concerted effort to combat a global health challenge, Australia is stepping up to help its Asian and Pacific neighbours in the fight against tuberculosis, a move that intertwines health initiatives with regional peace and stability. While Australia maintains low rates of tuberculosis, the disease remains a significant burden for its close neighbours, especially in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has exacerbated tuberculosis fatalities across Asia and the Pacific. This situation underscores the urgency of addressing the tuberculosis crisis in these nations. Significant strides have been made in the battle against tuberculosis, with notable progress in diagnosis and treatment in countries such as the Philippines, PNG, Indonesia, Vietnam, Timor-Leste, and Cambodia. However, the fight is far from over. The emergence of drug-resistant tuberculosis poses a new and formidable challenge, threatening to undermine these gains. In response, Australia has announced a $17 million investment in the Global Alliance for Tuberculosis. This funding is earmarked for the development of more effective treatments, specifically targeting drug-resistant strains of the disease. This investment is not just about combating a disease, it's about supporting the health and well-being of communities in Southeast Asia and the Pacific. The Alliance aims to roll out new treatments in countries including Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Papua New Guinea. Closer to home, Australia is also tackling tuberculosis within South Australia's Aboriginal communities, leading a public health response to facilitate testing and treatment. The importance of investing in tuberculosis research and responses cannot be overstated. According to Results International, such investments are critical and could lead to significant health and economic benefits by 2050. This initiative by Australia not only reaffirms its commitment to ending tuberculosis, but also highlights a broader commitment to enhancing regional stability and health security. In a striking example of the challenges faced by LGBTQ students in religious schools, twins Bradley and James Elliot Watson's story has come to light, shedding light on the discrimination that can pervade these institutions. James Fing Gay was denied the opportunity to become a prefect and was threatened with expulsion for merely discussing his sexuality, revealing the stark realities of being an LGBTQ student in a religious educational setting. The Elliot Watson twins' experience is not an isolated incident, but part of a broader issue that has captured national attention. The Albanese government is under significant pressure to amend laws to better protect LGBTQ students in private religious schools. However, the path to reform is fraught with uncertainty, as the Prime Minister has hinted at shelving the proposed changes without the support of the coalition. This has sparked a debate about the balance between religious freedom and the rights of LGBTQ individuals. Amidst this political standoff, advocacy groups are vehemently opposing the special exemption under the Sex Discrimination Act that allows faith-based schools to discriminate against LGBTQ students and staff. They argue that this legal loophole perpetuates an environment where stories like that of James are all too common. James's ordeal, which led to a decline in his mental health and his isolation from peers, underscores the human cost of the current legislation. A forthcoming report aims to bring to light the extent of discrimination faced by LGBTQ Australians in religious schools. It estimates that over 70,000 students and 10,000 staff members could be living under the shadow of potential discrimination, highlighting the urgency for legislative change. Despite the government's hesitancy, advocacy groups are not backing down. stressing the immediate need for legal reforms to ensure a safer and more inclusive environment for LGBTQ students and staff in religious educational institutions. This has been your Daily Brief in Australian News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.